Next piyut is a piyut of Eishtukat Bekirbi, and it compares the Baloise Alibi B'tzeis Mitzrayim and Kinim O'ir L'maneskir B'tzeis Mirshloim. Everything is parallel, you know, in the opposite directions between Kal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim and Kal Yisrael coming to Yerushalayim. And there are many different inyanim in having it so parallel. I'd like to say over a small nekuda. I saw Sif Sechaim says it. He says, it sort of is mayor. The emes, it means that the nisim, when we were thrown out of Yerushalayim, are as big as the nisim when we left Mitzrayim. The nisim, the ashkocha, shleikere hateva, everything about it. Why is it that we makir Yad Hashem much more readily, much more easily in Yetzias Mitzrayim and not in Yetzias Yerushalayim? I'd like to sort of give a parallel. It's a mashal Reb Noach Weinberg would always use a lot. I don't remember where he went with the mashal, but the mashal is very similar, is very apropos. Most people somewhere along the line think, fantasize, hope they'll win a lottery. The fact is that they sell plenty of lottery tickets. So a person imagines, what are the chances? Chances are quite far. The chances are much better and bigger that you'll be struck by lightning, Chas v'Shalom. Very few people walk around obsessing the fact that they're going to be struck by lightning. And if they do, they need help usually. It's not a healthy. The people who fantasize to win a lottery ticket, that's normal. The people that fantasize to be struck by lightning, that's not normal. Statistically, it's not true. So one is, what's a pshat? So Reb Noach had his pshat, but it has a lot to do with a certain inherent perspective about ourselves that's toiv for some reason, that we think of ourselves as being good, deserving good, having good. And that's why the Yalachtim Imi Bekeri is such a problem. A person will write up things to Hashgacha if they go his way quite readily. If things go against him, if it's hopeless, maybe they'll write up, I guess that's what Hashem wanted. But when things like Bilam and the Chamor, when things are being sakiv, a person won't think that way because there's a certain bias, a certain inherent bias that we think of ourselves as being good and deserving of everything good. Maybe there's a possibility to that. Al Kapanim, the Baal HaKinah is pointing out that there was many nisim flaws. The events that happened in our sort of cognizance in World War II, those were events that defy every single aspect of Teva. Nothing about it makes sense. That some fifth-rate lowlife becomes the leader of a country that was the most cultured and advanced country and makes it at the cost of losing his battles, dedicates his resources to finding a Jew in Albania, and so methodically killing out this and that. That's Derech HaTeva. And all the events that happened, that they didn't see, the countries were blind, and didn't realize that he's coming to destroy everybody. B'chulu, 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 b'chulu. Those are Ashkacha. And Yad Hashem was there. Where was God is a silly question. Why was God is a good question. But that's how we see it. And the Baal HaKinah is lining up Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Yerushalayim in parallels and saying they're parallel. One of them with Makir. The other one we have a hard time, and we need to start taking a serious look and understanding that the Yetzias Yerushalayim's are the same Hashgacha, and we need to understand Yad Hashem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us.